Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Packers Daily on the Cheesehead TV social channels. The Packers entering day, whatever it is, of free agency and not doing anything as pretty much was expected. But that doesn't mean there isn't always stuff to talk about when it comes to the green and gold or to cast our gaze southward towards Chicago and the Bears and just enjoy the tire fire that is the Chicago Bears organization. Their all-pro cornerback, Fuller, being cut. Akeem Hicks apparently on the trading block and will most likely be cut if they can't find a trading partner. And then people connecting the dots and realizing, oh, those were probably the two starters that they offered up when they tried to trade for Russell Wilson. And you can understand why Seattle would not be down with taking two guys on who have huge cap hits and also don't play quarterback, by the way. It's just great. It's just fun to watch the Chicago Bears ineptitude play out in real time for our enjoyment. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all well. Good morning from Denver, Dennis. Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday from Oregon. What's up, John? Happy Friday from New York City. Sandy's here. The Bears still suck even more. That is correct. I wish we knew what the new defense was going to look like so I could mentally prepare for the three-man rush ahead of time. Jake. Positive thoughts, man. Positive vibes. Let's go. Come on. I know we've been hurt before, but let's will it into existence. A aggressive pass rush. Aggressive man defense on third and three. Jamming receivers at the line of scrimmage. We can manifest it. I can feel it. Happy from South Africa. Dan, hello from New York City. I hope you're well, man. Not going to lie, Hicks would look good in green and gold. Oh, Hicks would be amazing in green and gold, but that ain't never going to happen. A, they're never going to trade him within the division. And B, if he does end up getting cut, there's no way the Packers can afford him. No chance. As it is with Fuller, I think they'll make a call, but I don't think there's any chance they can afford him. He seems pretty much destined to go to Denver and play for Fangio. But, I mean, it'd be fun. You put Fuller opposite Jair. Good night, sweet prince, whoever your quarterback is. But, yeah, I would be absolutely shocked if the Packers were able to make that happen. Dustin, I saw your super chat, but it went by because so many people are chatting. Dustin, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Big Papa Nags, do we have the money for Fuller? No. And trade bait for Hicks? No. Boy, it's a fun dream about Hicks and Clark and Jamie and Fuller, Jair and Fuller. Yes, Dustin, it is, but it ain't never going to happen. But hey, it's the off season. It's the time for dreaming. So dream away. But yeah, then you got to wake up because it's never going to happen. Packers need OBJ? Packers don't need OBJ. Packers would have a ball if they had OBJ, though. You kidding me? I mean, I did a whole thing about that a couple weeks ago. I would love it, but that ain't never going to happen. File that also under. It ain't never going to happen. Do I see us getting a wide receiver free agent? Well, John, Will Fuller, who was their supposed main target, signed with the Dolphins yesterday. So after that, I'm tending to doubt it. We'll see. I do think they'll draft one. But there's a lot of free agency left to play out. I think they'll probably get someone underwhelming and someone fans aren't excited about, and that'll be fun to watch. But no, I suspect they'll concentrate on the draft there at this point, now that Fuller has been signed. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Justin Houston paired with Clark, something a little more realistic maybe. I mean, possibly. That feels like a weird fit. I like him as a player. But I do think because of his name and reputation, he'll get paid. And I don't think Green Bay is going to be able to go there. But that would be fun. No question about it. Didn't Fuller sign with somebody already? Not that I saw, Pogs, but maybe he did. I think the transaction just got official last night. So, but it's possible. I didn't see it, though. Do the Packers get Richard Sherman? No. So we don't get Rodgers done before Saturday. Then we're stuck with his $6 million cap hit. Nathan, that is correct, but it's not a $6 million cap hit. It's a roster bonus. The cap hit is the same as far as it is now slated to be 37 something point something million, which is the highest in the league. If they keep it, that remains the same. But if they convert the roster bonus, then they can lower his cap hit a little bit. But, you know, they've got some time. Deadline spur action. Chill out. Let's see what happens. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Who needs Fuller and Hicks when you got Randy Ramsey? Hey, man, Ramsey played well on special teams. One of the few people who did. So don't speak ill of Randy Ramsey. I like him. Good morning, Nags. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks, Alec. That's really nice of you to say. Kyle Fuller's still out there. Yeah, I thought so. But he won't be for long. Juju would be good for the Packers. Oh, Juju would be fun for the Packers. But again, I don't think the Packers can afford him. I mean, I know everyone wants to go shopping, but man, there is a budget. And the Packers got to stay within it. Will Tim Boyle start a game over Goff next year? Dan, if it's a true competition, an honest competition, where you black out the names in the jersey and you just look at the tape and coaches just forget the names, he'll beat out Jared Goff. If he looks as good as he did last summer in Green Bay, he'll beat Jared Goff out. I said what I said. But yes, there's a possibility he starts a game next year. What are your thoughts on trading for Gilmore? I love the idea, but I would be absolutely shocked if the Packers made a trade for a veteran taking on a contract instead of using that draft pick and getting a guy under control for 4 years who they can develop in their program. That is their philosophy. Now, would it be fun as hell to have him across from Jair? You bet. Do I see the Packers doing it? I'd be absolutely shocked. But I've been shocked before, people. Let's see. I Kick Ass 44, thanks for the super chat. I'm not saying they need to, but isn't it about time they draft a wide receiver just due to their development cycle? Yes, 1,000,000,000%. As I have said often here, I've said it on Transplants, the best way to go about trying to pinpoint who they're going to be looking at and or targeting in the draft is to look at contracts that are coming up to be off the books, or players that are going into contract years. And after this year, the Packers have no wide receivers on the roster. So now, obviously, they'll most likely, undoubtedly, extend Devontae. But who knows what happens with MVS, EQ, etc. Lazard, they put him on the tender. Maybe they extend him. But yes, 100%, I would expect them to draft a wide receiver this year. God, could you imagine if they drafted a quarterback? The internet would burn. But no, yes, 100,000,000,000%, they'll draft a wide receiver this year. Or they'll attempt to. I don't think that's the other thing. Because if the board falls in such a way where, you know, it's the second round and all that's available is fourth round wide receivers, they're not going to, like, just reach, you know. But by day three, yes, they will have drafted a wide receiver, no doubt about it. Good day from London. What's up, Dale? How you doing? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Again, I think John Brown is a cheap but great sign. John Brown, I believe, signed with someone. It's hard to keep track, I know, because these names go fast and furious at the start of free agency. But I think John Brown signed yesterday. Drew, thanks for the super chat. What type of mid-tier free agents do you think we will target? I don't think they'll target mid-tier. I think they'll target bargain basement. Now, we'll see what other maneuvers they make with Rodgers' contract to free things up and how much space they have to work with. But right now, they ain't got much. So they can't do much of anything until they make another move with their with current contracts as they're situated. Maybe that's Dean Lowry. Maybe that's the Davante Adams extension. Maybe that's a Rodgers restructure. But they got to do something before they can go shopping. And we talked about this yesterday. I have no doubt that they are doing many things at once and trying to work contracts and or restructures while negotiating or making calls on free agents. But anybody expecting names or big moves, you're going to be disappointed. That is just is not in the cards this offseason. Go Pack Go from the UK. I've just looked at the Packers 2017 draft. What a mess. The only good things for the Packers were Aaron Jones and Mitchell Trubisky. Go Pack Go from the UK. Yeah, but that's pretty par for the course. I mean, most drafts are full of misses and or guys who move on. Most drafts are. Now, good drafts, yes, you collect probably 2, 3, maybe if you're lucky, 4 starters. Solid core guys. But that is not the norm. That is not something you do on the regular for the most part. Now, there are good teams who have drafted very well multiple years in a row. There's no question. Ted Thompson did that for a while. Brian has been pretty hit and miss so far. I think I'm not being, mean when I say that. I think that's so far he's been hit and miss. But we also, are in early days on most of his draft classes. But yeah, 2017, Aaron Jones. But, you know, they also got Jamal Williams, and he had four great years with the Packers. You know, it's not like there was nothing there. Devin, thanks for the super chat. I know no one else probably cares, but I miss Tony Brown and his aggressiveness at corner. I love Tony Brown as a player. Anybody who was watching Packers Daily a couple years ago knows, man. Tony Brown was my guy. He just was not great in the locker room. One too many run-ins, one too many abrasive moments. And I ain't going to fly in Brian Gutekunst's locker room. And then he was gone. And on top of that, there were miscues on the field, etc. But I'm with you, man. I loved his physicality. I loved his attitude. But apparently that attitude spilled over into the locker room. And can't have that. Can we just have Brandy hitting you with questions for 10 minutes? All her chat questions are good and non-repetitive. Brandy is thebomb.com. Brandy and I actually spoke on Zoom yesterday, and she's set to become a moderator. So y'all better shape up, or Brandy's going to hit you with a block. Brandy, speaking of Brandy, here's her question. Who is the QB for the Packers defense? Who sorts that out on the field this year? That's a really good question. We don't know yet. I suspect it'll most likely be Barnes. But not necessarily. It could be Amos. If you're looking for somebody who's going to be on the field at all times, which is traditionally how you want to work that, it's tricky on the defensive side because of all the substitution that happens. You know, for a long time it was Blake Martinez because Blake never came off the field and, you know, was in on everything. So, but yeah, I think there's a chance it could be Amos. It could be one of the linebackers. Maybe it's Kamal Martin if he grabs that job. Maybe it's somebody who's not on the squad yet. We'll have to wait and see. Brown went to the Raiders. There you go. Thank you, Sean. I thought I saw you. He signed to somebody. Vex, thanks for the super chat. As a GM, do you place more emphasis on performance in big games? Thinking about Kevin King. That's a really good question. I think it's impossible to divorce your thoughts and feelings about a player when they have a performance like Kevin did in the NFC Championship game. You're only human, right? I think as a pure talent evaluator and someone who looks at everything, the tape, etc., you can look at Kevin King and make a case for bringing him back. But there's no way, in my mind, that Brian's going to do that. Now, we'll see. Maybe Kevin sits out there for, you know, a couple weeks, doesn't get signed, and Brian says, come on back on a really cheap, team-friendly deal. You know, crazier things have happened. But I would be absolutely shocked if he was back in Green Bay just because of the bad taste it's going to leave in the mouth from that NFC Championship game. And look, there are plays in that game where Kevin played really well. There are a number of really physical tackles he makes, which is, you know, Kevin King we're talking about. So that stands out. But clearly, you know, there were a number of really bad plays, including the backbreaker at the end of the first half. And it's in that moment, bumping it up so big in your mind, I can't imagine bringing him back. But it's a good question because I think, you know, most GMs would tell you that, you know, all of the tape matters and they grade everything and they try to leave the kind of moment out of it. It's just about the play on the field in a vacuum. But you're a human and it's impossible to divorce yourself from that. You know, I think if you got them in an honest situation, which is rare these days, but I think they would agree. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Worst $10 million signing, Seattle with Flynn or the Bills? Oh, are you talking about Trubisky? Man, Dable's offense, Trubisky, I'm down with it. I mean, if, you know, Josh Allen goes down, they're screwed anyway, so it's not like it really matters that much. But, yeah, I don't know. Flynn was okay with Seattle. It's just, you know, Russell Wilson was better. Bring back Tony Brown. Oh, boy, it's the Tony Brown chat. Going to be sad to see Jamal dancing in a different uniform. Cool Pat 429, it is Friday. We're trying to have a good time. What are you doing, man? Wow, that's like a gut punch. It's like a shot to the heart. Man, bringing it down. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. Now that Will Fuller is off the market, any chance they sign AB? Or not that type of guy they would bring in. Yeah, no. Antonio Brown ain't wearing no Packers uniform. That ain't never going to happen. there's a billion reasons why. I don't have the time to go into them all right now, but there's no way that's happening. No chance. No chance. Trash Panda, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a while. What's going on, man? Reunite Rodgers with his college wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, cheap as a Swiss Army knife slash returner. Draft two wide receivers. Watch MVS put it all together and extend. Go, Pack, go! Actually, I agree with that. All of everything you just said, I kind of get, and I'm kind of down with, except for the first part. I don't think they're going to sign DeSean Jackson. But all the rest of it, I'm down, man. Yeah, hell yeah. DeSean Perry, thanks for the super chat. What's your David Bakhtiari GIF conspiracy theory? What? GIF conspiracy theory? I don't even know what you're talking about right now, man. I do know that David's been highly complimentary of my GIF usage, so that's all I know about GIFs and David Bakhtiari. I kick ass 44. Thanks for the super chat. What's worse, Bears trading up for Trubisky over Mahomes, Watson, or Timberwolves passing on Steph Curry twice in one draft? Timberwolves. Is that hockey? Man, I don't know. Yes, Aaron, you are. I don't even know what that's in response to, but yes, I am. Golden Tate an option? I actually think he is an option. I know Packers fans would absolutely hate it and want to riot in the streets, but yeah, I think Golden Tate's an option. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Do I need to prepare a memorial for the Chewbacca mug? Sir. Sir. How dare you? Okay, just because I use the Cheesehead TV mug from time to time doesn't mean the Chewbacca mug has been laid out to pasture, sir. That's good coffee. Lori, Kyle Fuller's not coming to the Packers. I'm sorry. Is there enough cap space to even sign a free agent right now? Steven? No. That's why I keep saying they got to make another move contract-wise. Now, they can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. They can be working on the restructures while negotiating and or talking to agents. But before they make the move official with the league office, they have got to restructure somebody. And they got to make some space. Let the Wookiee win. Asante Samuel Jr. or Greg Newsome? Yes, Thomas. I like both of those players. But if I had push comes to shove, I'll take Asante Samuel Jr., who I believe has his pro day today. So be on the lookout for numbers and quotes from that. But yeah, either one of them would be a welcome addition to the Green Bay Packers secondary. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. We may have our draft misses, but at least we don't have a franchise QB backing up Josh Allen. The Bears still suck. Happy Friday, Pappy Fund. And thank you, Andrew. That's good stuff. Oh, what's my choice of coffee? Dark and black. Ooh, David Bakhtiari posted a very cryptic GIF last night on Twitter. Check it out. Man, you know they do that just to get you guys all going. Come on, don't fall for that nonsense. He's just stirring the pot. Like, well, who was it? Was it him or somebody last offseason when there were rumors swirling around about something? I don't even remember what it was. But all he did was put an eyeball emoji up and people lost their fucking minds. They're just toying with you, man. You guys, you're like the string. And the cat is going like this. Like they're just watching you play, man. Don't fall for that. Can you get the licensing deals to Chewbacca and get the same mug on the Cheesehead TV store? Joey? I'm on the case. I'm working on it. Trash Panda, thanks for the super chat. Good to be back, buddy. I think the only big free agents they sign will be mid-tier starting caliber corner and a beefy nose tackle like Snacks, possibly. Draft the rest. I'd love to bring back Snacks, but apparently he wants $5 million a year. So if they can make that work, I'd be down for it. But yeah, mid-tier. You guys keep talking mid-tier, and I don't know about mid-tier. Mid-tier feels kind of pricey. Like everyone wants to go apparently to Target. You know, I'm thinking more Kmart, guys. Think more Goodwill. Bring it down, kids. Mid-tier. I don't think they can do mid-tier. Not this offseason. Nags, enjoy your pizza tonight with your family. What is your favorite topping? Thanks for your great work. Love what you do. Thanks, NJ Packer. That's really nice of you. I love both, either pepperoni and or sausage. My girls will only do. Plain cheese. Been doing plain cheese for like 19 fucking years, man. It's getting to me at this point. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Nags and all, have a kick-ass weekend. Go, Pack, go. I think that's a great place to leave it. Dawson, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate everyone hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday here on Packers Daily on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined and you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/CheeseheadTV goes to support everything we do with the website, with the brand. And hey, you know, look, I understand maybe you can't do that. $5 a month in this economy, someone might say, totally get it. But please do hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend and go Pack Go.